episode number 248, Z28 again.
Almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in. It's the Camaro Z28.com podcast on the air.
Here we go again. Another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
Right. And I'm Jason.
Ready for another show?
You got it.
Z28.
Again. Yeah, I don't think that anything has kind of come around cyclical like this.
I know. It's like someone mentioned Z28, big buzz, and then it kind of dies off. And then Z28,
big buzz!
And then it dies off again. Well, we're in the midst of another one of those surges this week with the buzz of Z28. We're going to talk about that.
Well, yeah, but this time it came from, the vice president or some crap
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Allegedly. Carl Strake.
Yeah.
Strack. Yeah, well, my insider source is telling me that people aren't happy with him over that.
Oh. See, I didn't even know who this guy was. Never heard of him.
Vice President of Global Vehicle Engineering.
Yes.
Is the deal. No idea. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll find out. But at this point, I mean, come on. When there's this much outcry for something, would you say, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, we don't want to make any money.
Yeah.
So let's just say that there's a good chance there's a Z28 coming.
Oh, I'm sure there is. And I'm sure they've probably been working on it for 2 years.
Yeah, I'd say so. But what's it going to be? That's the question.
Yeah.
Because that can change.
Everybody thinks, you know, it's going to be the LSA 556 horsepower.
Meh. That ain't shit.
I guess we're going to have to wait and see.
Yeah. But the disciples are going back to Milford.
I know. I know. And that's going to be in August?
Allegedly.
Allegedly
that's
in August.
That's not even confirmed.
Okay.
So what's everybody think? You know, is this going to be exactly what we all think it is? A 2012 Camaro with an LSA called Z28.
2012. Well, let's see. The 2011s are just now hitting the dealers, right?
Yep.
Or they're ordered.
They're in process.
Okay. So 2012s will probably be another year away from production.
Yep.
And we still haven't had the convertible out yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
2012 sounds about right.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah. That's plenty of time. We'll wait and see.
Yeah.
We're interested.
Yeah, definitely.
But what other things could they? I mean, we keep hyping up the supercharged engine, the high horsepower. I mean, what else could they do to this car?
T-tops.
You know everybody's going to say that. If it's not a Z28, it's got to have T-tops.
Oh, my aching hind end. I've already got my 1 4-letter word quota in for the show, yeah. So I got to watch it.
How about a nice Petter suspension?
Petters? Like a factory Petters? Or that'd be nice. Or have them contract Petters to make it happen?
Exactly.
The only thing that I would like to see above and beyond that is a MagnaRide system, like the Corvette has.
Right.
But God, is that expensive. But it's cool.
Yeah.
Definitely cool. So Petters would be an awesome alternate, believe me. That's no consolation or whatever they say. No sacrifice, compromise. Right. Yeah. I'm pretty happy with my Petters kit, by the way.
I think everybody wants a car to have less weight.
Why? It's not that heavy to begin with.
Oh, should we get into this again?
No. No, we shouldn't. Yeah, it could stand to lose a few pounds.
Yeah.
Of course, couldn't we all?
Yeah, for sure.
You know? I mean, I bet you if I dropped 50 pounds, it'd make a difference.
Yeah, me too.
Bigger brakes, different front fascia, different rear end, bigger spoiler, T-tops, target top, drag wheelie bars, parachute.
Better exhaust?
300 miles per gallon and a better exhaust.
Yeah.
Heated and cooled and electrified seats.
Electrified?
Yeah, just in case. Ejector seats.
I would love some cooled seats, though. And wasn't it on the list for the upcoming changes for Camaro?
I remember hearing something about it.
Yeah, there was a document out there, so maybe that's something that's coming, too.
So if they come up with a Z28, are you going to sell your Camaro? And
I guess it's going to depend on when it comes out. I've had my car a year now, so
hard to believe.
I know. It's gonna depend on when it comes out.
If it comes out
next year, probably.
Yeah, you know, after all that work I put into mine, yeah, I'd definitely trade in. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, my car is pretty damn powerful now. I don't know if it's the new Z28 allegedly is in the same quite the same territory.
So you'd basically be close. Trading your car in for a warranty.
Yeah, that's true, man.
Same car, just with a warranty. Oh, maybe, you know, different front fascia and stuff like that. So who knows?
Well, you know, I would like to own a Z28 because I never have. I've never owned a Z28.
Oh, okay.
So, who knows what the price tag is going to be, though? All over
the map. There was a thread on that, and it's still going. What do you think the price tag is going to be at?
42.8.
Yeah, I'm gonna say it's going to be upwards of mid-40s. Mid-40s, absolutely.
Speaking of pricing.
People who think it's going to be in the low 30s are just on crack. I mean, you can get a 1SS for low 30s.
This isn't 1996 all over again. And, well, then again, you know, the SLP Camaro SS was $33,000 in 1996. So, yeah. You know, don't gripe about anything. Shut up. Everybody shut up about pricing and weight. That's it. I've had it.
Yeah.
I kind of segued into that. But speaking of pricing, let's talk about our good friend Camaro Scotty from Newman Chevrolet released the 2011 pricing.
Mm-hmm. Came out this week.
Yep.
Doesn't look like there's going to be any price increases except for two models, and it's going to be, what, about $350 difference around there?
Yep.
And that pretty much takes care of the heads-up display.
Right.
Because it's going to be included in 2LT and 2SS.
That's right. So there's not even a price
increase.
Standard
equipment.
Right. So, I mean, you're getting heads-up display.
So they're probably building that into the new MSRP pricing.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's really not much change noted as of yet.
No. People want Synergy Green?
Right. In any package, just it doesn't have the interior. Right. And it's not, you know, considered a limited edition at that point. But thanks to Camaro Scotty for posting the information. Chris, you can link the thread in the,
absolutely,
in the show notes.
Absolutely, yeah. Those just came out this week.
And then along with that, I guess Mustang finally topped Camaro in sales after, I don't know, 75 years or something like that. I don't know how many months. 9 months? 8 months?
Eight, I think.
Eight, yeah. So, but, you know, the 8 months that Camaro had is
it wasn't by much either, by like,
impressive.
What, 1,200, 1,500 cars?
Yeah, it was pretty minor. I've heard, again, from my industry insiders that they don't quite believe those numbers, though.
Really?
And we'll have to see how accurate it is.
Now, are these the numbers that they read, these are sold cars, right?
I don't know. I just saw the headlines.
Okay.
Because it's like a big deal now. Even though the Mustang outsold the Camaro for, geez, who knows how long, how many years. Yeah. Ever since the beginning, just about, I think.
Oh, yeah. Easily.
So it was nice to have a short run. But we'll see what happens. You know, things are continuing to evolve in the Camaro world.
And you have to look at, I mean, the 2010 Mustang right now, they're just blowing those things out at 0% financing. And you got the 2011s are coming out, and you got a lot more options with a Mustang when you want to go buy one.
Yeah.
You can buy a convertible. You can buy a hardtop, you know, V6,
V8s. T-tops.
T-tops.
I was actually behind a Mustang GT, and it must have been brand new. It looked really sharp.
Really?
Yeah, it looked very, very cool.
I've probably seen a 2011 on the road. I tell you the truth, I just can't tell them apart. I just really can't. Can't tell them the difference. They've got this, like, really, I don't want to call it baby blue or powder blue. It's
barfy baby bluey.
Yeah, it's very feminine looking. I don't. Yeah, I've seen quite a few of them, and there's always men driving them. I don't get it.
Hi.
Who knows?
I don't know. No, they're not bad. It's good that Mustang's doing well, because that means the Camaro's going to have to do weller, yeah. More betterer. All right. I found an interesting thread.
Okay.
I don't know. Should we call this the thread of the week?
Yeah, well, let's call it the thread of the week.
We haven't done that in a while, so here we go.
It's time for the thread of the week from the Camaro Z28.com message boards. If you want to get involved with the message boards, just go to Camaro Z28.com. You'll join over 50,000 Camaro and Firebird enthusiasts from around the world.
So what's this? The Chevy dealers don't know what SLP is anymore?
Or at least by now. This was posted by Rob94Hawk, longtime member since December of 1998. The thread is called "Interesting that the Chevy dealers don't know who SLP is by now," and it continues. So I finally get the chance to get out of the house and check out the new local Chevy dealer that advertises they have 25 Camaros on their lot. I'm thinking, great, I can price an SLP ZL1, you know, the new ZL package. Mm-hmm. It's really the ZL575 and right, so on and so forth.
427 or whatever.
Right. He says, I saw about three in the front as I pull up. And I'm already thinking this should be awesome. So I go inside and there's a beautiful Hugger Orange SS with black racing stripes right on the showroom floor. I'm already drooling. So I'm circling the SS like a vulture around its prey and I'm listening to another customer outside rev up another SS on the lot, black with silver stripes. This is getting good. So for 5 minutes of stalking out the Hugger Orange SS, no dealers are approaching me. Okay, this is weird. The minute I stepped onto the Ford lot and got out to see the 2010 Shelby Mustang, red with white racing stripes, the salesperson practically sprinted across the lot to get to me. And that's another bizarre story entirely. Okay, I've waited long enough. Time to hunt somebody down. So I step through the door at one of the sales guys that's walking in, and I ask him if he had any SLP ZL1s on the lot. His reply was, with a puzzled look on his face, "Who's SLP?" Wait for it, it gets worse. We walk over to the sales manager, who is sitting at his computer 20 feet away from the Hugger Orange SS, and the sales guy asks the manager, "Do you know anything about SLP Camaros?" The manager says, "Who?" And then Rob says to them, "I think I need to show you this on your computer. Why don't you look it up?" So he looks up SLP on Google, and right away the ZL series pop up. School is in session, boys. It's not good when the customer has to teach a dealer about aftermarket cars they can sell and present on their lot. I even told them I have an SLP Firehawk that I ordered way back in 93 from a dealer. It didn't even go good after that. They weren't even interested in how they could get one or sell one to me. 10 minutes went by. I even sat in the SS after that. I walked out. This is going to be a rough one, boys, unless somebody knows where I can find me a ZL427 black with Hugger racing stripes.
This is kind of a problem.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, this is a problem. And I don't know what they're doing to educate the dealers. I don't know if SLP is automatically sending out information to the dealers. And then sometimes they get them and, oh, what the hell is this? And just throw it away. Maybe they think it's like some kind of piss call or something like that. They're trying to just drum up business.
Either that or the dealership is going to do their own Camaro, because that seems to be the main thing right now.
Yeah.
I think the biggest problem is that he's an interested buyer and he couldn't get the time of day.
Right.
And he had to hunt somebody down. I mean, okay, let's say he wasn't looking for the SLP Camaro. Let's just say he wanted to buy that Hugger Orange one and nobody wanted to assist him. I hate that.
Yeah.
I absolutely hate that.
I think that's going to boil down to the dealership that you go to.
Yeah.
Just like before when we talked about MSRP and pricing, mm-hmm. there's good dealerships and there's bad dealerships, and there's a ton of good ones out there. You just got to find it. This dealer may have 25 Camaros on the lot. I don't know how interested they are to sell them if no one's coming up to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes that kind of annoys me when I go into a sales place, and all of a sudden I just get swarmed with salespeople.
Hi, I haven't eaten in 2 weeks.
I know. You know, you kind of see what the person's looking at and then approach them and say, "Hey, you know, if you need any questions, my name is so-and-so, come get me." That's cool.
That's great. Yeah.
That's exactly, you know.
But when they come up, "How we doing today?" Oh, Jesus. But at the same time, you know, I think after sitting there for 5 minutes, you know, not knowing about the SLP car, I kind of get it, but I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah.
SLP can work with any dealer, I believe, on these cars.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to check it out, head over to slpcamaro.com. SLP being good old friends of ours.
Yep.
So best of luck to Rob94Hawk on finding the right ZL4. He wanted the ZL427?
Yep.
Was that what it was?
Yep.
Black with Hugger Orange stripes.
Yeah.
Hope he finds it. And if anybody knows where there's one at, call in and we'll make sure Rob gets the information.
Yeah.
Crazy dealers, man.
It's a crazy world out there.
All right. So we got a couple of emails and
a voicemail.
And a voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh, these emails here.
Yeah.
These both came in on my Phantom SS project blog.
Sweet.
So, all right. Yeah, you want to read one of these?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. The one comes in from Brian. And he says, "Hey, thanks for the websites and podcasts. Could you do a side-by-side video sound clip of stock Camaro exhaust and yours?" Well, yours is stock and mine's not.
Yeah.
So we should do that next time we get them together.
Yeah.
Which should be coming up soon, less than a month. We got Superfest coming up.
Yeah.
Then, speaking of which, and then he goes on to say, "A tip for cleaning. I got my 2010 2LT RS Silver out in the spring. Wash and wax, detail the inside, took it to the dealer, and traded it in on a 2010 2SS RSS Silver. This detailing tip takes a lot of miles off your Camaro."
I bet.
I love that. That's awesome. And then the other one that came in on my blog, which is kind of weird, but came from somebody named Alex. And he says, hello, Jason. I have a couple questions for you. If you could try to answer them, if not, and not fits. I own a 1985 IROC Z28 and was wondering if you think that 20 years, the value of the car will go up or stay the price it is. P.S. I'm in Europe right now. And does Chevy sell the Camaro overseas? And can you have them ship? Can I? Not really. Love the podcast and love the sexy synergy green car. Bye-bye. Thank you for that, Alex. So let's see here. 85 IROC Z28. Wondering if it'll in 20 years it'll be worth something. Only if it's dead mint. Like factory original, yeah. Original window sticker, original floor mats.
And there's someone always looking for something out there. So, I mean...
I mean, I'm not saying it won't be worth anything right. in 20 years, but that'll be the way that it'll be worth the most.
Well, if I'm just picturing the IROCs driving around here, those things aren't going to be worth dirt in 20 years.
If they keep driving them for 20 years?
No, I don't know.
Every now and then on eBay.
A lot of the third gens, man. I just see a lot of beat up third gens. A lot of beat up fourth gens now, too.
Because they're friggin' old. Yeah. I mean, come on. You know, every now and then you'll see that, like, the 1992 third gen 1LE or B4C yeah. on eBay with, like, 6 miles. You know, for like $38,000-$40,000, and they're just beautiful too, yeah, man. I would love to have one.
On them and everything.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy. What's the other thing? I'm in Europe right now. Does Chevy sell the Camaro overseas, and can you have them ship? Sure, I'll just talk to my freight company. And no, I think he's talking about can a person right. have them ship?
No, they're not being sold in Europe right now. But I think you can have them shipped, but they have to, I think, meet whatever guidelines or regulations. They have to drive on the road there, and I'm thinking of those side marker lights.
Side markers, the breakaway mirrors,
yeah.
Something about the taillights.
Because there is a European Camaro Club out there.
Yeah.
And we have received email from them.
That's right, we have. So you probably have to look into that on regulations. You'd have to, boy, it'd be tough. It'd probably yeah. be a lot of money, too.
Oh, yeah.
So best of luck on the IROC and on getting yourself a 2010 Camaro or 11 or 12 or whatever in Europe as well. So if you have a question for us, again, I'm kind of funny. It's kind of funny they went through my Camaro project blog site, but hey, whatever. You can always get in touch with us this way too.
To stay informed and in touch with the Camaro Z28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the Camaro Z28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
And we've got one voicemail here.
Hey guys, AJ here, 2010 SSRS on the board. And I have an insurance question. I'm going to be trading my car in soon, and I want to get a Camaro. But my biggest concern is insurance prices with me being so young. Even though I'm on my parents' insurance, I'm going to be paying for the car and the insurance. And I want to ask questions about the V6 versus the V8 insurance. What I was told was that it's the same across the board, meaning that LT, the 1LTs and 2LTs and 1SS and 2SSs, they're basically sub-levels of just the Camaro, so there's no differentiation between insurance prices. They're the same across the board because it's just one car and it's just different sub-levels of that car. Versus, say for instance, just the V6 version of a Mustang and the GT of a Mustang. Thanks, guys. Any help be greatly appreciated, and I love the podcast.
Thanks for calling in, AJ. So, some insurance questions here.
Boy.
Yeah, this is going to be tough because I know when I bought my Camaro, the ratings weren't even out yet for the Camaro. The Camaro wasn't even listed in the book when I bought my car. So my insurance company had to go back on a 2002 Camaro and do some sort of, I don't know what they do.
Adjustment.
An estimate. And it hasn't gone up on my insurance at all. I don't know where they're pulling their numbers from right now for both the V6 and the V8. I can't see them being the same, though.
I doubt it. I really do.
I mean, you got to think of the price difference alone.
In repair.
Right.
You know, they take more than just the individual driver into consideration. They also consider repair cost and of course the risk factor of the vehicle.
Yeah, and wherever you live too. I mean, do you live in a high crime area? Do you live in a, you know, pretty good area? There's so many different factors to take in.
And then your insurance company, even whatever you choose, makes a huge difference. Right.
There's a couple websites I think you can go to that will, you plug in your information and they'll go through just a whole bunch of different insurance companies and give you price quotes for that. You might want to try that. Check it out.
Progressive?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm with Progressive and I'm pretty happy with them.
That's what I would try. Here,
the best thing that I'm thinking of to do is to get a hold of an insurance broker, Progressive or whoever. Grab a couple VIN numbers off from eBay.
Yeah.
One for a 1LT, 2LT. I mean, yeah, 1LT and 2LT is probably the same.
Yeah.
But 1SS and 2SS are probably not the same as 1LT and 2LT.
Right.
So grab some VINs and just say, look, I'm looking to buy these. I just need a quote. Give me what you got and go from there. Gosh, I really don't know any really better way to do that just because there's so many variables involved. But definitely don't go with the first company you talk to.
No.
Get at least three estimates. And then hit up a bunch of online places too. Spend an hour doing it. Make sure you get the best rate and the best coverage, because you do get what you pay for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Make sure that you don't leave your cheese in the wind or whatever they say.
Yeah.
So best of luck and let us.
Of course, if you got tickets on your record or something, or points or something like that, that's going to affect it as well.
Drag racing, wheelies down the street.
Papa wheelie.
Yeah. Hey. Hey, oh, Copernicus, pop your wheelie back down the other way. So best of luck to you, AJ.
And let us know what you find out.
Yeah, let us know. And that's it, right?
That's it for the voicemails.
No other voicemails. I got a couple specials.
You got a couple specials?
Yeah. Our sporting vendor, Maryland Speed, they've got many SLP parts on sale at the minimum allowable price with very discounted shipping. Headers, exhausts, components, skid plates? Okay. Sway bars, you name it, they're one of the largest SLP dealers in the country, MarylandSpeed.com, and just find your parts by browsing by your vehicle application.
Nice.
I got another one, too. I thought it was kind of cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chaser Arrow. They're one of our supporting vendors as well. They got an inventory of 93 to 2002 Camaro doors. We talked about this a few episodes ago. They need to move out of the warehouse. The fiberglass are 20.6 pounds per door, and the carbon fiber is 17.9 pounds per door. And let's see the pricing on that. I don't know. Let's see if they got them or not.
They did before.
Yeah, I'm just trying to scroll through all these cool pictures. Fiberglass is $549.50 shipped for the pair. And then carbon fiber is $890.50 shipped. That's like a couple $300 off each one.
Hmm.
Nice. Plus, I'm noticing their signature. Shop online and save 10% using code RR0223 at checkout. But cannot be combined with special promos, but hell, give it a shot, man. Aerokits.net
nice.
Is their website.
Okay.
So, and if you have a company and you're a listener of the show, please consider hitting us up for advertiser rates. We're pretty fair, we're pretty reasonable, and we got, we're real Camaro
enthusiasts.
Dudes. Yeah. So we'll take care of you and make it worth your while. So just shoot us an email and we're happy to work out a good deal with you.
Cool.
Anything else we got going on?
I don't think so, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward in a couple weeks here to Camaro Superfest.
Yeah, I was thinking about putting together some sort of like Shine Fest.
It's like, yeah, what, two, 3 weeks away?
Yeah, it's about that.
It's June now, so 4th of July weekend.
Yep. Actually, it's be a month from this weekend. So
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Oh, I was at the Michigan F-Body meet and greet.
Nice.
I can't believe I forgot to mention this. It was such a cool show, man.
How many cars did they have there?
300 plus.
Wow.
350 plus. It was packed. And a lot of cool cars.
A lot of fifth gens?
Yeah. About 50 or 60, I would think.
Nice.
Tons of fourth gens. A few third gens, a few second and first gens.
Was the Streetmaster there?
The Streetmaster was there.
Nice.
Lingenfelder was there with their cars. Made a lot of cool friends. Saw some old friends. And we're going to see him again at Superfest. So
cool.
Big thanks to Brian and the rest of the Meissen. That's right. And the rest of the Michigan F-Body crew for putting that together. I got third place in the 2010.
Good job.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Pretty cool. The competition was awfully stiff, man. There's some really nice cars there.
Hmm.
So other than that, I don't even think I'm going to touch my car until Superfest. Hit the ground running.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could drive it for a month. Yeah, we got to get together and do that and break out the Zeno and just go crazy for a day.
Yeah.
So that's what everybody should do. So, you know, what are you doing listening to us? Get out there and
shine
your car up. And tell us how it went, and we'll see you next week.
We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.